Good morning, everyone. I'm glad you all weathered the storm last night. We had a light and sound show during worship, but we survived, and thankfully it wasn't as bad as they projected, so we're here. As the Easter season continues, we're worshiping under the theme Eternity Here and Now on the yellow worship service order. Just a reminder that the musical notes for the words that are on the service order can be found in Lutheran's service book in front of you. And especially this day, in the wake of the Ascension of our Lord on Thursday, the hymns have an Ascension Day flavor, beginning with number 493, verses 1 through 3. Please stand.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Lift up a song to him who rides through the deserts. His name is the Lord. Exult before him. Father of the fatherless and protector of widows, is God in his holy habitation. O God, who is one in Trinity and Trinity in unity, we confess that we are by nature servants of disunity and division. We have not lived in harmony with you, with other people, or with ourselves. Forgive our turning away, and by your grace, restore us to oneness for the sake of Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. Upon this your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Whoever slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. Whoever has a haughty look and an arrogant heart, I will not endure. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Whoever slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. Whoever has a haughty look and an arrogant heart, I will not endure. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. This is a feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Worthy is Christ the slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. This is a feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Power, riches, wisdom, and strength, and honor, blessing, and glory are his. This is a feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. With all the people of God, and join Almighty God, you are the creator of all things and the author of all life. Grant that we may receive eternal life by knowing you, the only true God, entrusting our lives to Jesus, the one you have sent. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Hallelujah. Amen.
Our first reading this morning is from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 12 through 26. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the brothers, the company of persons where it was in about 120, and said, "Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus, for he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. Now this man acquired a field with the reward of his wickedness, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his bowels gushed out. And it became known to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the field was called, in their own language, Akadama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May his camp become desolate, and let there be no one to dwell in it, and let another take his office.' So one of the men who had accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us, a witness to his resurrection. And they put forward two, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also called Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, 'You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place.' And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. This is the word of our Lord.
Alleluia. Thanks be to God.
Christ has risen from the dead.
God the Father has crowned him with glory and honor.
He has given him dominion over the works of his hands.
He has put all things under his feet.
The epistle reading this morning is from 1 Peter chapter 4. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or as a meddler. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name. For it is time for judgment to begin at the household of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous is scarcely saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called to you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of our Lord.
Alleluia. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you, for I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. Look ye saints, the sight is glorious, see the man of sorrows now, from the fight return victorious, every knee to him shall bow. Crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him. Savior, angels crown him, rich the trophies Jesus brings. On the seat of power enthrone him, while the vault of heaven rings. Crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him. Savior, King of Kings, crown the Savior, King of Kings. Sinners in derision crown him, mocking thus the Savior's claim. Saints and angels crowd around him, own his title, praise his name. Crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him. Spread abroad the victor's fame. Spread abroad the victor's fame. Hark those bursts of acclamation, hark those loud triumphant chords. Jesus takes the highest station, oh what joy the sight affords. Crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him.
I have brought something all the way from Russia to remind the children of how much God loves us in Jesus. So come forth now and I'll show it to you in further detail. You ever seen one like this before? Yes. So if you've seen one like this before, is how many dolls do I have here? Looks like one, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see, sometimes it's kind of hard to do. Oops, there's one. So now how many dolls do I have?
Two.
Okay, one. Just two?
No more.
Okay, there's one, two, three. Oops, three. Why not? Perfectly harmless, right? If I can get them apart. Okay. There we have it. One, two, three, four.
Five.
Do you think there's another one? There can't be another one inside there, can there?
I think
aha!
I knew it.
So, do we have five dolls or do we have one doll? Oh, so it seems like we have a lot of dolls, doesn't it? But if I put them all back together?
But only have one.
They had to help me last night, but I think I can handle it today. I'm more awake, I guess. Okay, that reminds me of the Bible verse. Jesus is speaking to God and he says, may they be one as we are one. And that's talking about you and me. How many of us are here? One, two, three, four. And look at, a lot of us are here today. Are we many or one? One, okay? How are we one when we're so many? How can that happen? Look up at the baptismal font. I think most everybody here is baptized, right? So we're all one that way. We're all hearing the same word of God, right? We're all the same, one that way. Jesus died for all of us on the cross. We're all one that way, aren't we? That's important to remember because sometimes we can get kind of selfish, can't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. So God reminds us that even at those times, we're forgiven of all our sins. And even though it seems like we're many, we're one. And that's good news, right? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks for coming up. I wish I had a doll to give each one of you, but couldn't get back to Russia. Sorry. You got Jesus, what more do you need, right? Pardon? I would give this to you, but my soon-to-be daughter-in-law brought it back for us, and she might ask about it one day. She could forgive me for giving it to a child, right? But which one to give it to is the question. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. In the name of our risen Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, alleluia. Amen. I thought we'd begin the sermon today by playing the word association game. You know how that is. I say a word, and you say what immediately comes to mind. So I'm going to say glory, and you're going to say, huh? Wow, you guys are participating today. They weren't so participatory last night. What did somebody say? Hallelujah, okay. Which means praise God. I say glory and you say to God. Okay, I like that one. I say glory and you say, what did Jack say? Do we want to know? No. Come on. Usually when you say a word like glory, you're always going to respond with something glorious, right? But God is so much different than us. His glory is something a little unglorious, we might say, on face value. And that is really the theme of the gospel lesson, which is appointed for this seventh Sunday after Easter. Right before Jesus ascended, he said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you." I think you all know how Jesus ultimately glorified his Father through many things, to be sure, but ultimately on the cross. How many of you, when I said glory, said, "Cross, let's do it"? If one of your relatives died in the electric chair or died in a not so good way, you wouldn't say he died gloriously. But God did say that of his Son, who died on the electric chair of the cross, the ultimate act of love, the best thing that anybody could or ever has done for anybody. That's what God means, and that's what Jesus asks for. Although you know from the Garden of Gethsemane, it wasn't all roses. As glorious as it was painful. His glory is so big. By the way, last night when I was playing the word association game, somebody said fat when I said glory. And I loved it because the Hebrew word in the Old Testament for glory, kavod, really has as its ultimate meaning fat. You know the Thanksgiving hymn when it talks about raining down his fatness? So you can't call me fat anymore. You say, "He's glorious." God's glorious. His glory is so wide. Not just the cross, although that was enough, but so many things. And the text goes on to kind of hint at those. This is glory, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. We're going to talk about that in a minute. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. Many people will say to me from time to time, "I'm still here on earth because God still has something for me to do." Well, okay. But ultimately, you've all done what you need to do, right? There's nothing, if you died today, you'd have a successful life, we'll say. Andy was glorious. The reason we can say that is another word of God. You go back to John chapter 6, and I think you and I will agree that two of the most glorious works besides the cross that Jesus ever did, he are categorized there or described there. First of all, he walked on water. Nobody here ever done that, right? And secondly, he changed 5 loaves and 2 fishes into enough meal for 5,000, maybe even 10,000 with leftovers. Pretty glorious, right? And so the disciples say, what we do to do the works of God? Anybody remember what he answered him? Walk on water too, Peter? Feed the hungry? Love the poor? He said, this is the work of God. Now can anybody know? To believe in him who I have sent. You've all done that, right? Well, no. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. But you've not rejected the gift, right? So God in you has worked the most glorious thing. Remember that, because we tend to discount ourselves and diminish ourselves. I'm not as glorious as so-and-so. I never walked on water. Yes, you are. In the only sense that really matters and lasts. Say that to yourself this week. I've been saying it to myself in a different way. Kelly, you're a child of God, no matter what happens to you or no matter what anybody else thinks of you. So this week, I'm going to say, I'm glorious. Not in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. Notice Jesus had done all those many things, and it wasn't glorious enough. He was still wanting to do the most glorious thing, die on the cross. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. I want you to remember that too, because I'm positive that there's no one in this room who would say they have kept God's word, because we're thinking of all the commandments and all the things we haven't kept. But I want you to think, as I was led to think, as I was ruminating on those words, that keeping God's word does not mean keeping God's word in the sense that we think of it, but in the sense that he thinks of it. I'm going back five more chapters in the book of John, the very first chapter, the very first word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. That's the word we keep. Deep down inside of us, the word who's done all the words and the works for us, it makes life a little bit easier, doesn't it? It takes the pressure off. And so we don't see works of glory as something we have to do, but something that the Holy Spirit, first of all, inspires us to do. And even when we don't go around with sad faces saying, I'm not very glorious. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you, for I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. And I also highlighted these words, some of my favorite words in the scriptures. I am praying for them. Many of you from time to time assure me that you pray for me, and that's encouraging to me. But even more encouraging is Jesus is praying for me, and he's praying for you. Take that with you. Not only say, I'm glorious, but when people ask you how you're doing this week, you say, I'm doing great. Jesus is praying for me. Wow, that's pretty powerful. And even if you don't say it out loud, because we're humble Lutherans, you know, we don't want to be too charismatic, it will help us. And listen to these words. This seems kind of surprising. I am not praying for the world. I thought we were supposed to pray for the world. It's such a horrible place, right? So many bad things are happening, right? Jesus doesn't pray for the world. That's kind of surprising. You'd think the God of love, the God of all, would be more prayerful for those who don't know him. Well, we don't know who knows him. And some of those people in the world, even the people who are doing those horrible things, even us who do horrible things and think horrible things and say everything's no less damnable than anybody who does anything else, know that he's praying for us. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. That's pretty humbling too, right? Little old me, God's glorified in me and in you through your faith and through everything that you do each and every day. Even that we can take a breath is a glorious thing, right? We don't think about it very often, but if God chose to cut off the oxygen supply today, we'd all be gone. Just to be breathing and thinking, and ultimately to not be rejecting that faith in Jesus Christ is glorious. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world. Notice he still is in the world, but not really spiritually. He's ready to go. And I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. And that's important for us to remember, not only in the context of St. Mark's Lutheran Church and school, but in every context, because most of us would all agree that this world is very divided and different. But when we die and at our graves, and we had a funeral this week, the only thing that matters is what? We're glorious through Jesus Christ our Lord. In spite of all of our divisions, we aren't really divided, right? It reminds me of the hymn, Onward Christian soldiers marching as to war. We are all one body, not divided we. Ha! One in faith and doctrine, one in charity. Ha! God sees the ultimate, the only doctrine that really matters. our salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. I found a devotion written by Max Lucado, or Lucado, however you say it, that really brings all of these words together. It goes like this. How's life? Someone asks. And we who have been resurrected from the dead say, well, things could be better. Really? Better than the resurrection? Or, I couldn't get a parking place. Or, my parents won't let me have what I think I need. Or, well, this is for pastors only, I guess. People won't leave me alone so I can finish my sermon on selfishness. I guess it wasn't just for pastors. Really? Are you so focused on what you don't have that you are blind to what you do have? If so, then come. Come thirsty. Come and drink deeply from God's goodness. You have a ticket to heaven that no thief can take, an eternal home no divorce can break. Every sin of your life has been cast into the sea. Every mistake you've made is nailed to the tree. You are blood-bought and heaven-made, a child of God, forever saved. So we're grateful, joyful, true? What we don't have is much less than what we do. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Thank you, O Lord, for rising again in our hearts this day with the reminder, we're glorious. You're praying for us. We're one. Everything is all right with your world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Alleluia.
What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem.
O God, who is one in Trinity and Trinity in unity, restore us to oneness with ourselves and with other people, even as you have restored us to oneness with you through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Keep us in the same by your word and sacraments. O God, who is one in Trinity and Trinity in unity, grant to all servants of your word attentive hearts to listen to your voice as they speak your word among people who do not yet know how much you love them. O God, who is one in Trinity and Trinity in unity, help leaders of the civil realm, both here and around the world, to follow paths of justice for all people, protecting the weakest and poorest in every society, and to practice honesty and integrity in all their affairs. O God, who is one in Trinity and Trinity in unity, be with all people who suffer affliction of body, mind, or spirit. Grant that all people may look to you and experience healing and wholeness according to your good and gracious will. O God, who is one in Trinity and Trinity in unity, in your beloved presence the saints rest from their labors, awaiting the day of the resurrection of all flesh. Bring us with all your saints into the fullness of your reign on the day that Jesus comes again.
Especially in our prayers this day, we are remembering the following. First of all, the family of Lillian Alberta Schroeder, who died last Saturday evening, right before midnight, and whose funeral and committal was Wednesday here at St. Mark's and Paradise Cemetery. We're also praying for the church family, or sister church family in Wood River. Pastor Martin Schultz, age 55, who'd served them faithfully for over 20 years, had a heart attack during worship on Wednesday, and he died. Let us pray. Thank you, O Lord, for glorious Lillian, Alberta, and for glorious Martin. As I stood at her grave, and as the pastor and people will stand at Martin's grave this next week, we will say the same thing, even if not out loud. They were your glorious daughter and son, saved by grace through faith alone. We thank you for all the glory that you brought to their worlds and their families through the power of your Holy Spirit and your word and their baptisms and your supper. And now pray that you would comfort those who mourn their loss with the only thing that brings lasting comfort, the promise of the forgiveness of Alberta's and Martin's sins, of resurrected bodies, and of life forever with you, and reunion for us in heaven. Lord, in your mercy. Also this day, we're rejoicing, first of all, with Norlin and Delbert. Delbert's brother Norlin, who has been hospitalized in North Carolina for some time, is now home, recuperating, so we're rejoicing in that regard. We're also rejoicing with the Price family, whose newborn son, Blaze Lee, will be baptized at Fort Kaskaskia on Saturday afternoon, and also with Norlin and Janie Kingston, who celebrate the birth of another grandson. Let us pray. For health and healing, and for the ultimate healing of forgiveness, we celebrate with these families, O Lord, and pray that as you continue to show your love anew in their midst, that they will continue to give you glory. Lord, in your mercy. And finally, especially on this Memorial Day weekend, we give thanks to God for all those who are presently serving in our military, but especially for those who died as they served our country and those who no longer live after faithfully serving. We'll do that with a few moments of silence and then a special prayer. Thanks and praise for their days, neath the sun, neath the stars, neath the sky. As they go, this we know, God is nigh. While the light fades from sight, and the stars' gleaming rays softly send, to thy hands we their souls, Lord, commend. Thank you for this opportunity, O Lord, to especially give you thanks in this regard. And tomorrow we pray that we might continue to do so, ultimately remembering that no greater love there's there than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. We thank you for these men and women who did that, but ultimately for you who did that for them and for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Alleluia. Amen. All glory, honor, power, and might be unto you, dear Father, who with your Son, Jesus Christ, are living and reigning in the unity of love by the Holy Spirit, ever one God in three persons, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Alleluia. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O God, who is one in Trinity, and Trinity in unity, we give you thanks that you once again have flung wide the gates of eternal life here in this place. Use this seed of the resurrection to fill us with your own life, that we may be ready to experience the fullness of eternal life on the day when Jesus comes again. For you live and reign with the same Jesus Christ in the unity of the Holy Spirit, ever one God, today and always. Alleluia. Amen. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Alleluia. Amen.
Thank you.
You see him now ascending high up to the portals of the sky. Alleluia, alleluia. Hereafter, Jesus, you shall see. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Be now our joy on earth, O Lord, and be our future great reward. In Christ ascended, Lord, all praise to you, let earth accord. Alleluia, alleluia, you are while endless ages run.